Suspect, noun, from the Latin suspectare, a person who is suspected, especially one suspected of a crime, offense, or the like. For the unusual suspects, their offense, not giving every single movie a pass, and holding Hollywood accountable for its misdeeds. Sit a spell with this highly suspect review.
I am so pleased, if nothing else, to see Jason Bateman not playing the same role.
That's the same thing I said, too.
You're like, wait, he's not playing this innocent and sweet guy who's kind of a schlub and ends up in situations out of his control because he meets some complete asshole? No, this time he's the complete asshole.
Yes, it's like, hey, man, we don't need a new Ben Stiller. You can stop doing that now.
Exactly.
Asshole, what is the language of derivation?
No, I'm not going there.
No?
With you.
Okay. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
You're an asshole.
All right, very good.
I am Chris Cox.
I'm Brian Salisbury, I guess.
And I'm Martin Thomas Still.
And we are reviewing the latest film from the Jason Bateman oeuvre, Bad Words, which is to say that it is, in fact, his directorial debut.
It is.
As well. He stars in it as well. He plays a middle-aged, middle school dropout who's not a dummy. He's just, like, as you find out as the film goes on, why, you know, what his past means, why it happened, who enters a national spelling bee that traditionally takes place with middle schoolers.
Yeah, eighth graders.
And he has found a loophole that lets him compete in this thing, much to the ire of absolutely everyone.
Everyone,
yeah.
the parents, the school, the people watching from TV.
But let's be real here. The spelling bee needed a controversy. That shit has been so mundane for so... I mean, I watch it every year on ESPN, and I think to myself, man, we really need, like, this sport needs a bad boy. The spelling bee needs a Dennis Rodman, and thankfully, here comes Jason Bateman to fill in that role.
Well, I mean, you can understand. I mean, just if you take a second and think about what would happen if you, like, you entered your kids into this national spelling, you're so proud of your kid, and here comes this...
They've worked so hard.
40-year-old guy.
Yeah.
It's like... Hey, fuck you, lady. Says right here. Everything. I fit all the qualifications. I'm going to beat the pants off your son in this.
And that's what really drives the movie. It'd be different if it's a guy who was just like, I just want to compete. But he's quite belligerent about
it. He's such a dick to those kids.
He's a dick to everyone.
And dismissive.
Like, yeah, he is just an arrogant jackass. And part of why this works, I feel like a lesser film would have just kept him a jackass, and that was all we need to know. Isn't it funny that he's an asshole? Here there's actually a mystery. Why is he doing
and
this?
And that's what pushes us over. Because, I mean, when I saw the trailer for this movie, I thought, man, it's two ways this could go. One is the way it ended up going, which is good. But the other was me thinking, like, man, Jason Bateman not only starred, but he was a producer of Identity Theft.
Yeah.
And if this is the kind of thing he likes, where you have that asshole character who is so obnoxious even by the time you get to what's going on with him, you're like, I don't care. You've pained me and nothing can add up to make this right. And it's a movie that's just crude and crass and it just goes for those type of jokes. And with this, you've seen the trailer where he's talking shit to everybody, especially the little Indian boy who seems to just love him no matter what. And it's so like, I hope it's not going to be that. But yeah, you find out early on there's a mystery. You want to know why he's doing it. And God damn if this movie didn't really have a lot of heart to it by the end.
Yeah, it surprised me how much it managed to do that. Although I did feel the final explanation for everything was a little like, okay. It kind of felt like you just wanted to wrap it up at this point. But along the way, it does very much find its heart through the relationship between this little Indian kid who's like, it doesn't matter what you say to him. He finds a way to be highly entertained by it.
Yeah.
Like Jason Bateman is doing his best to make this kid fuck off.
Just like the most racist jokes you could, like you wouldn't even want to think jokes that racist.
The kid is like, nope, I'm sorry. I'm hanging on to your leg, clinging on for dear life.
He's a little too young to understand a lot of the insults that are being lobbed at him, which I think is what makes that dynamic work so well.
Yeah.
It's because Bateman's trying to get rid of him by saying these horrible things that the kid just doesn't understand.
Well, I mean, and because by this point in the film, you've already realized Bateman is a guy who clearly suffered at some point during his life of not needing a friend when he didn't have any.
Yeah.
And this is a kid that has the exact same problem. Nobody likes him. The other kids don't like him. He, even for a really smart kid, stands out as being kind of oblivious as to, you know, social conventions. And he's trying so hard. Oh God, is he trying? And so when this friendship, this awkward, very R-rated movie friendship starts forming between the two of them, you end up really bonding with it in the movie because of it.
And the movie has two very significant twists that I also think lend itself to, you know, making it work by the end. It's like, ooh, I thought that part was one note, but no, there's more to this. That's actually pretty cool.
It's weird that they managed to pull off making the villains who they are, considering, like, Allison Janney plays one of the main villains, who's sort of the head of the organizer of the National Spelling Bee.
Right.
Who is being very reasonable.
I know, you feel for her.
You do, but at the same time, like, she puts herself, she's like, this guy is so unreasonable, it gets to the point where she's like, well, it doesn't matter, we gotta do whatever we can think of to, like, get him out of that, and she turns into, like, Niederman.
Right.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think the reason that this worked for me is I felt like a lot of the humor is very similar to the jokes on The League, where it's like they're coming up with really interesting and fascinating insults, like the portmanteaus of filthy words that are flying out of Bateman's mouth at a rapid pace is really kind of dizzying and fun. But at the same time, it's like there's just as much assholishness around him in kind of more subtle ways that he feels more like a guy who's fed up with things more than a guy who's actively trying to burn everything.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, he's the guy who has, it seems like the reality that we, conventions of reality we all agree to have shattered for him.
Yeah.
And he is just calling out everybody and everything for what it actually is in completely inappropriate ways.
he has a very specific purpose and a reason for doing this that we find out later. And he's not just trying to be a dick. He's not just trying to ruin all these kids. And I think that's the difference between this and something like Identity Thief, where it's like, first of all, he has a very clear reason why he's doing this. He's not just doing it to do it. And secondly, he suffers consequences left. People are throwing shit at him.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you know, they're calling him heinous names. They're making him sleep in the closet of the hotel.
He knew going into it.
Exactly.
This was what he was going to have to
do. And he doesn't complain about any of it. He just kind of rolls with it because he feels like, yep, that's going to happen. But I'm steadfast in this purpose that I have for doing this.
I got the end in sight. I know what I'm heading towards. And nothing, even his game in and of itself, his reasoning, ultimately, it helps that he goes through all the shit for his ultimate reasoning for doing this.
Right.
Yeah. True.
It's all motivated. You hear that, Identity Thief?
It's fucking terrible. It's one of those movies where it's hard to go on more. It's like, oh, it's so much that needs to be revealed to the audience without us saying anything.
There's so many things, but I like that, like little plot things that come along, little reveals as far as scenes, cool, funny things that happen. But you don't want to ruin those scenes for the viewer who are going to explore this organically and be surprised by, oh my God, the movie went there.
Yeah.
Along the way. But I will say, I just think this is such a tight script in terms of dialogue and humor. This is one of the funniest movies I've seen this year.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's so many laugh out loud, like, looking around you to either side.
Yeah. Right.
Was I supposed to be laughing that hard? Scenes in this film. It just, yeah, it's, I guess, to some extent, for people who really enjoy stuff like South Park, who like that humor that can be completely inappropriate, but is okay as long as there's a reason for it being the way that it is. And this, I feel like, is exactly that.
Definitely. I would agree with that.
It is filled with bad words.
It is filled with bad words.
And a weird poster. Do you see this theatrical poster? What is up? It's just a close-up of Jason Bateman sneering.
No. He's about to say fuck.
You think that's it?
Yeah. It's that's the way your mouth gets when you're about to say it and you're really angry. You drag it out that.
I guess it is.
It's right before you go, fuck you.
There's a few fucks in here. Just a few.
This is what we're seeing is a phonetic fuck. That's what that poster is. It's a phonetic fuck.
And of course, Catherine Hahn is in here, who's in everything now, apparently. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to make a movie.
A comedy without Catherine Hahn.
Yeah. Playing a reporter who has attached herself to him, saying like, I'm going to do this story about you in this, who's made a deal basically saying, okay, I will like buy you drinks or whatever, or buy your dinner, but you have to give me a little bit of information every single time we get together. She's paying for the whole thing. Her blog, I guess. And of course, along the way, because she herself is an incredibly flawed and insecure character, ends up having sex with him a number of times in some of the least sexy scenes you have ever seen.
True that.
Still not sold on Catherine Hahn as a sexy woman.
I know. I see her sometimes. I think she's sexy.
Yeah, I just saw her in another movie recently where she actually did full-on nude sex scenes, and I was like, I think she's funny. I just don't want to, I don't know.
She's one of those girls where it depends on what I see her in. Yeah, and this, I was like, not so much.
I've seen her
in other stuff. I'm like, hey.
But she's genuinely funny in here, and like the one character that is intentionally staying by the side of Jason Bateman, despite hating him almost as much as everybody else does. She makes an interesting, almost audience avatar, maybe not quite, but.
A sounding board, if nothing else.
A sounding board, to be sure. Philip Baker Hall actually has a good role in here as well, sort of as
Droopy the dog.
Yeah, right? As like in everything.
He's melting.
For once, he's not at the center of some elaborate con game.
Yeah, right. Or on the president's cabinet when there's a disaster.
Yeah, right? No, he is basically the head judge and spokesman for the Spelling Bee, who ends up being... involved in the convoluted affair that's going on with Jason Bateman and his.
I do like how they show how low rent the Spelling Bee can
yes.
be.
Yeah.
Like they aren't staying at like, we said hotel because I guess it's a hotel, but it looks so much more like a motel most of the time.
And I mean, that's the other thing too, that makes this movie work. It's like, yeah, Jason Bateman's a dick, but like the movie's also kind of shining the light on how there are these parents and these kids that unfortunately just take this so fucking seriously. And it's like, you're just spelling words. Like, this whole thing is made obsolete by spell check. At this point, why do you keep giving trophies out for something spell check does?
Have you ever seen the movie Spellbound?
I have not.
Really amazing documentary about the real National Spelling Bee that will strangely have you on the edge of your seat by the end.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're like, oh my God, hanging on every word, literally. So I recommend that first.
You guys never miss an opportunity.
No, we don't.
No, but that was a sense that it is totally true both ways. Yeah. It's not even.
Have you met us? Stock and trade.
So I'm going to go to final thoughts on this one. Whereas I thought that the ending was a little, the construction of the way they put it together and some of the decisions he made didn't ring completely true for me. In fact, I thought it all felt a little rushed. It doesn't really matter because, quite frankly, getting there is such a pleasure, a very adult pleasure, watching Bateman being at the best he's been. God, since It's Your Move.
I know, right? at his most interesting.
Yeah. This is like for people who watched Arrested Development going, wow, I love Jason Bateman, hardly wait to see what he does next, who have not seen him do anything that was that great. Maybe, Horrible Bosses.
Right.
But even that.
But even this, he's still playing a variation of that character.
Yeah, exactly. This is him finally branching out and doing something a little different and doing it great and doing a pretty good job as a director as well. I'm going to give this 7.5 go fuck yourselves out of 10.
No, I was just saying, I like the rating there. You go ahead, Martin.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I guess the one movie where he wasn't playing the quote unquote Jason Bateman was The Kingdom, where he was a soldier. And
still
it was
never saw that one.
Oh, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And he plays a character not like himself. And it's not even a big role. But yeah, this is one of those movies where I saw the trailer and this worked out at the top of how, at the best of my expectations. And what you say about the end being rushed? You know what? It's kind of like I saw that, but I looked at it like, to me, like the trade-off was, hey, a movie that wraps up tightly, or one that stays a little longer and maybe completely fumbles the ending. So where it cuts off at a spot where I was like, hey, this left me with a good feeling. Like, I wish it could have been more, but I'm happy where it is. And this is, you know, I don't think it's one of the best movies I've seen this year, but it's one of my favorites. It might even be my favorite. It's this one that left me with the best kind of big smile on my face. Like, wow, I'm so glad I saw that. And yeah, I'm going to give it 8 out of 10 F-bombs.
Well, I think the Jason Bateman character that we keep talking about, it comes down to a question of being too passive. I feel like the Jason Bateman character is usually the guy who things happen to because he allows everyone else in the universe to be a dick or be crazy, and he's supposed to be the straight man who just deals with it.
Right.
And I think that's why his character works so well for me in this movie, is because he's finally like, no, fuck all of you, I'm going to be the dick.
He's the exact opposite character that plays in all those other films.
He puts the dick in dictionary. I mean, this guy is, he's on another level, and I really enjoyed, you know.
Oh, hold on, I have to salute that one.
Oh,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Hey, salute. S-A-L-U-T-E. But no, I really enjoyed it. I think it wrapped up nicely. I didn't mind the, I mean, it was a little schmaltzy, perhaps, the ending, but I didn't mind it so much. I thought it really justified everything that had come before that. And again, I think if you like the show The League and you like that particular brand of crude humor, I really think you're gonna enjoy this. So I will give this 7 out of 10 wedgies, inevitably doled out to spelling bee champions every single year.
Were you a spelling bee?
Oh, I was terrible at the spelling bee. I was awful.
That's the hate.
Yeah, I know. I live and die by spell check myself. Well, that little red underline is like my Superman.
I went to a, and this actually might shed more light on it. I went to a school where it was like every classroom had to have somebody go to the spelling bee, and it got down to me and 2 other kids who were already going for other classes. So by default, I had to go, but even in the, like, they were like, well, they're already picked, so Brian, you get to be our champion for this classroom. And hey, why don't you spell this word as an indicator? And I spelled it wrong, and everyone in the class is like, oh, good. I like our chances.
Here we go.
I was like, I don't even want to fucking do this. Why are you going to make it mandatory?
You know, there's a good movie in that.
I know, right?
Underdog role, has to force himself to, you know, we should go Richard Linklater right now.
Yeah, we should.